Today, the Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance LA and the Southeast Asian Community Alliance announced the filing of a lawsuit against the city of LA for the proposed Walmart in Chinatown. Nicolette Collegian reports.
Walmart hopes to put a new store at Cesar Chavez and Grand Avenues in Chinatown. The city has given the retailer the permits it needs, but a coalition of community groups has been challenging the project for over a year. Gideon Krakoff, the lawyer for the plaintiffs in the case, hopes that filing the lawsuit will give the community a voice and halt development plans.
The goal when filing the lawsuit is for the court to say that these permits should not have been issued without this hearing beforehand. So what we're asking the court to do is to invalidate the permits, send it back to the city to have the hearing, and then after that whole process, see what happens.
Community activist Aiha Nguyen says Chinatown business owners and Walmart are held to different standards.
These are families that scrape by and struggle to make a living, and they do so not speaking a lot of English, and yet are still expected to follow all the rules and procedures that the city sets aside. And yet, when Walmart got their permits and did not have to follow all the rules, that was a slap to their face.
Nguyen and other Chinatown residents don't think Walmart is a good fit for their neighborhood. Sharon Lee is a Chinese immigrant and a loyal customer of small businesses in Chinatown.
From an immigrant perspective, I feel like the small business mean a lot to them. So if it's closed down because of the large corporation, like compete with this business, so I feel really pretty and really sad for them.
Walmart has been criticized by labor groups.
Walmart is not a good employer. Walmart is not a good neighbor. Walmart will not be good for Chinatown.
Martha Sellers is a cashier at the Paramount Walmart. She's been there for 9 years.
It would create jobs, yes, but they're all going to be poverty jobs. They're going to be in the same boat I am. You can hardly pay your rent.
Walmart didn't respond to a request for comment. Krakoff says it could be close to a year before any progress is seen. Nicolette Collegian, Annenberg Radio News.